Do you talk that way, Jim?
I didn't hear a thing.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Tuesday 28th meeting. If you'll all rise, please, and join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With that, Mr. Grant.
Thank you, Chairman Asajian. This is the second day of budget hearings, and today we are here to discuss contributions to other agencies. It's Fund Center 106. And the way we'll do this today is we'll have a briefing from the Auditor's Office in terms of any changes that occurred yesterday. So we'll have an update there from Andrea McGarvey. And then we will have Nikki Schmidt talk about the contributions to other agencies. And after her presentation, then I would suggest and recommend you allow for public comment at that point in time. So if
thank you. With that, Ms. Garvey.
Good morning, Chairman. And members of the board, you made my job very easy yesterday. You had one change to the proposed budget for $3.3 million to the road fund. That change will add to the existing appropriation for the pavement management program and will be funded by general fund contingencies. I've left you a report in front of you showing the balance of contingencies. If I put my glasses on, I'll be able to see it. 14,178,699, or 4.1% of general fund appropriations.
Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Grant?
No, that's it. If we could have Nikki.
Please, Ms. Schmidt. And it's I'm going to apologize for the public. It's a little confusing at who wants to speak on which of the programs. I'm trying to put them in, organizing them, but I'm not able to do that because it's all over the place. So if I ask you to speak at a time that it's not appropriate, please correct me. Go ahead, Ms. Schmidt, while I'm dealing with this here.
Good morning. I'm Nikki Schmidt of the County Administrative Office. The funding level for Fund Center 106, contributions to other agencies, is recommended at about $1.5 million, which is an increase of approximately $198,000 over the current year. This recommendation also includes changes in allocations as outlined in the supplemental document. This budget unit consists of four distinct service programs. Community-based organizations provides funds for nonprofit health and human services organizations for programs and services which are not normally provided by county departments. In addition, for many of these organizations, these funds serve to fulfill required public matches for other grants. The Preventive Health Grant provides funds for programs and services that promote and encourage healthy behaviors, lifestyle changes, and activity for county residents. The CBO Preventive Health Grant Review Committee consists of representatives from the Adult Policy Council, Mental Health Advisory Board, Drug and Alcohol Advisory Board, Health Commission, Children's Services Network, and County Administrative Staff. I'd like to introduce the members that are here. I know that Betty Wolfler represents the Adult Policy Council, and she's here. And I don't, Jill Bolster-White in the back represents the Children's Services Network. Is there anybody else here that is hiding and I can't see? All of them worked very hard, and we appreciate it so much. The committee reviewed 51 proposals, totaling $1.1 million in grant request. Funding is recommended for 50 proposals and totals $758,000. Of this funding, $413,000 is recommended for preventive health grants per the provision of Measure A. If your board recalls, Measure A was an initiative approved by the voters in 2002, which set out how the county's tobacco settlement monies were to be allocated. The preventive health grant is allocated 15% of those tobacco monies. The recommended funding for CBO's preventive health grants includes a change in the amount of funds allocated for community-based organizations. Staff will be bringing an item to the board on June 27th, recommending that the Gold Coast Collaborative Obesity Study Project be funded in the current year rather than in 06-07. This change is explained in the supplemental document, page S31, and it reduces the amount needed for CBOs by approximately $2,500. That money is recommended to be used towards the increase in county contributions towards LAFCO, as I will discuss in a moment. The other agency request program provides funds for a wide range of services and programs required either by state law, contract, or those that are discretionary in nature. Fiscal year 06-07 recommended funding for this category is approximately $1.18 million, which is an increase of $289,000 over the current year. The County Historical Society contract amount will be increasing by $3,400, or 4.24%, reflecting a rise in the Consumer Price Index. As the Board is aware of, the County is required by state law to fund one-third of the LAFCO-approved budget. Originally, the County was told that our share of LAFCO's budget was $143,000, an approximate 16% increase over the current year cost. In May, the LAFCO Commission reconsidered their budget, and in order to address overall revenue shortfalls, approved increasing the required funding by $8,300 to $151,000. This equates to a total increase of $31,000, or 20% over 05-06 amounts. This change is added as a supplemental document item, page S31. The savings from the Gold Coast Collaborative Project that I mentioned a moment ago and additional $5,800 from general fund contingencies will fund this increase. One new project was added to this category. The Economic Opportunity Commission Children's Assessment Center is recommended to be funded in the amount of $250,000, with $100,000 of it being partially offset by a grant from the San Luis Obispo Community Foundation. The Children's Assessment Center's mission is to identify the use of drug and alcohol during pregnancy, develop treatment plans, and provide access to services for children ages 0 to 5 who are at risk for developmental or mental health problems due to this use. No other new projects are recommended in this category for fiscal year 06-07. Last but not least, the District Community Project Funds provide discretionary monies for each supervisors to fund advisory committees and or projects for nonprofit organizations that are not normally health and human services related. It is recommended that each supervisor receive $25,000 in project funds, which is the same as in the current year. And as in the past, any remaining 05-06 fund balances will be carried forward to the new fiscal year. Approximately $121,000 in district project funds have been distributed this fiscal year to various organizations throughout the county and were used for a variety of activities, events, and programs. Staff asks that your board approve the recommended funding for Fund Center 106 contributions to other agencies, including the changes listed in the supplemental document. In addition, in order to streamline the distribution of funds, we again ask that signing authority for grant amounts up to $50,000 be given to the county administrator. And we're available to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Schmidt. Any questions, comments? Mr. Grant? Go ahead, Mr. Robert.
Just the one question on that assessment center.
Yes.
Why is, since it's age group 1 to 5?
0 through 5.
0 through 5? That's good. But anyway, why are we not going to the first 5 commission?
We are.
Is that where the funding's coming from?
There is a partnership with the first 5 commission. They're coming into the picture as
I mean,
well.
I didn't remember seeing any mention of that, so.
I believe the pro.
One. It's off.
How's that?
Nope.
How about if I speak loud?
Yeah.
Thank you. The funding proposal is a 50-50 match on the bottom line. That's the amount of money that they don't anticipate getting back through Medi-Cal and EPSDT. 50-50 match partnership between the county general fund and First Five Commission. So First Five Commission has already approved, and I think Mr. Ashajian can confirm this. I believe they've approved $250,000 for 2 years as a
Correct.
Budget commitment, and this would be our match for that if the board so chose.
Let me see if Mr. Owen is not.
No, that's fine. That's the question. Okay.
Supervisor Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Schmidt, the $100,000 that's being contributed by the San Luis Obispo County Community Foundation, is that reflected in the balance here for the total?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Ms. Bianchi?
No, I don't have any questions. I would just like to thank Nikki and her committee because I know how hard they work and how they agonize, truly agonize over these decisions.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you all who are here.
Second that.
Thank you, Ms. Schmidt. Anything to add, Mr. Grant?
No, sir. I'd say it's time for a public comment, though.
And okay.
The board can act.
Yesterday, we did discuss and finished the item that was in front of us relating to Los Osos. I have a request to speak, Eileen Allen. That decision was made yesterday. Do you want to comment?
That's, no, I'm not going to put the
wrong down. Okay. That was my confusion in the beginning is. Okay. Thank you. And we'll call you in order. Mr. Alvaro, the first request to speak, followed by Johnny Biagini.
I intended this to be items not on the agenda. Is that correct?
This is a continuation of yesterday's meeting, so this will be comments on items on the agenda.
Are you going to have
related to the budget?
Are you going to have a place for public comment today?
No, sir, just because it was a continuation of yesterday's meeting, but if you're here to make a public comment not related, you're welcome to do so, even though it won't be in order.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
That's generous of you, and I do appreciate it. I just wanted to note some things about what went on yesterday, and that was it seems the county was preparing for a dissolution, and that's why the staff report had been prepared quite a few months before, and I was a little concerned that one would prejudge the political situation by assuming that you would have to be prepared to take over the Los Osos Community Services District project. I would like to point out that the Blakeslee Agreement, as offered to the public, was to bring all stakeholders together, not for the county specifically to take over the project, which was yesterday's decision. And I certainly don't disagree with your policies and your 5-0 vote that, you know, there is a certain amount of risk involved and you have to protect yourself and all of that. However, some of the remarks that I heard about sustainability and affordability were very discouraging to me. As an affordable housing advocate in the county for the last 12 years, I have seen opportunity for housing become out of reach for more and more people. And the last issue you're talking about is social services for those people that are highly impacted. I think if you don't consider affordability when you consider any kind of project for Los Osos, with the numbers we're talking about, you're going to see a huge impact across the population. 40% of the population is moderate or low to very low income. So I would just ask that you address that issue. And I don't think that partnering with Taxpayers Watch is a very nice strategy. I think that the board is acting with due diligence and moving forward with their efforts to build a sustainable and an affordable project. And this is 2006. This is not 1987. I have here documents from the prior county projects. Take this one out, take Abe Lincoln out, take this out, and you have the 1987 Morrill Shores study, or the Morrill Group study, Don Asquith, that was thrown in the trash in favor of a later project, which is the 1997 final EIR. So I don't know if any of you have read these. You have the Acero Plan update, and you have the Habitat Conservation Plan. You have a long series. And to hear the Pablo Ogren talk about CEQA as a way to get around it.
Mr. Brower, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Ms. Biagini, followed by Edie Kahn.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Board of Supervisors. I'm Johnny Biagini of the San Luis County Visitors and Conference Bureau, and I want to thank you for your steadfast support of the tourism industry, the engine that drives the economy here in this county, especially in the unincorporated areas. We have had a long partnership. In fact, on July 1, we will be celebrating our 20th birthday as an organization to promote tourism in this county, and we could not have done it without your support, and I want to thank you for that. We are facing some unprecedented growth in our tourism industry in terms of the number of rooms that will be built over the next 5 years. And even though tourism dollars are increasing right now, the number of people coming to our county is not keeping pace with our current lodging space, let alone what's coming on board. We need to increase demand, and we appreciate every dollar that you provide us that is matched with the private sector to increase our demand in the marketplace. I want to thank county staff, especially Nikki, for keeping me informed on deadlines and making sure I get those done, and, of course, the Board of Supervisors allowing David Edge to be on our board. Thank you again.
Thank you. Ms. Kahn, followed by Richard Riggins.
Good morning. My name is Edie Kahn, and I'm the Executive Director of the AIDS Support Network and the Slow Hep C Project here in San Luis Obispo. And our agencies serve the entire county, all of those people living with HIV and AIDS and hepatitis C. I'd like to thank the board for their consideration of our grant applications for the CBO and preventive health grants. For the AIDS Support Network, the CBO grant helps us with rental assistance, utility assistance, and facility operation costs for our housing projects that we own in our city of San Luis. And for us at the AIDS Support Network, stable housing equals stabilized health for our clients. In order to be able to take medications, in order to be able to get to your doctor's appointments, you need to have a stable home. And with the rental assistance that you help us provide, we're able to help provide that for our clients. This money also helps us leverage more dollars that come into our county for housing services. On the preventive health side, we are hoping that you pass the grant application for our hepatitis C program for our health counselor. Few entities such as yourself recognize the importance of programs serving the hepatitis C community. It's still not emerging on the radar of healthcare funding sources throughout the country, even though it affects about four times as many people as HIV and AIDS does in our population in the United States. So I thank you for your foresight. You have helped us in years past, and I thank you for your foresight and your assistance to this population in our community. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. Richard, followed by Eileen Allen.
Good morning. I'm Richard Riggins, and I'm here as a volunteer from the Harvest Bag Organization. I simply want to thank the board for considering our grant application and would answer any questions you might have about it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Allen, followed by DJ Funk.
Good morning. Eileen Allen, North County Women's Shelters. I just would like to thank you all for your continued support and funding, not only for our program, but also for all the other agencies that we collaborate with on a regular basis. And by this collaboration helps ensure the success of all our clients. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Funk, followed by Donna Keene.
I'm DJ Funk with the Upper Salinas Las Tablas Resource Conservation District. Last month, we came to you requesting some base funding for the two resource conservation districts, San Luis Coastal Resource Conservation District and the Upper Salinas Las Tablas RCD. Since I've been working for the RCD, which is about 6 years, we have brought in an average of over $300,000 in federal funds, and this last year, we had over $600,000 in farm bill funds, and with cooperative work with the landowners, we have brought in over $1.8 million in improvements just in this last year, just this last calendar year. So to give you an idea of the kind of work that the RCDs do, we're involved in projects all over the county. We deal with areas, our RCD deals with an area that begins in the coast in Cambria. We've done projects in the Cambria and Cayucos area, as well as in the inland areas and even up into a part of Monterey County and the Parkfield area. The region that we deal with is countywide. We take care of landowners and landowner issues, and we also work with cities and the county of San Luis Obispo when you have issues that relate to grading and erosion and that sort of thing. We have very cooperative landowners. We have people that are very conscious about the environment, and we want to be able to continue that work. And so we're asking for a small amount of funding. We ask for $20,000 for each of the two RCDs, and we hope that your board approves that.
Thank you. Donna Keene, followed by Deborah Garrison.
Good morning. I'm Donna Kane, the Executive Director of Hospice of San Luis Obispo County. I would like to thank the supervisors, county administrators, and the grant committee for considering our grant request to fund our Latino Services Program. We received a three-year grant from the California Endowment in 2001, which brought bicultural, bilingual services to hospice clients. And from that time on, we're seeking the belief of the community. This is in truly very important work for end-of-life care and grief support. So we heartily hope you will consider our application for a hospice. Thank you.
Thank you. Deborah Garrison, followed by Carl Hansen.
Good morning. My name is Deborah Garrison, and I'm here today to ask for your financial support for Central Coast Ag Network, a nonprofit corporation promoting a sustainable, healthy, and vibrant food system right here in San Luis Obispo County. Our organization is only in its fourth month of official operation, and we have already established a solid membership covering a broad range of county residences from San Miguel to Napomo. Our members are farmers and ranchers, people that have acreage from 5 acres all the way up to 2,000 acres, parents of school-aged children, chefs and caterers, and consumers of all ages. Our membership groups include Farm Bureau, Cattlemen's Association, Central Coast Homegrown Meat Alliance, Nature Conservancy, Community Food Project of San Luis Obispo County, a group of parents that are trying to get great food into our school districts, Sustainable Ag Resource Consortium from Cal Poly, and the Creston Citizens for Land Preservation. Our success is measurable by our supporters who either use our beautiful label on their products for marketing, and by those calling us or going to our website searching for where they can find products carrying the Central Coast Grown label on wonderful agricultural products. I'd like to ask you to reconsider, please, your help in funding our program. We have established the infrastructure and marketing toolbox of this very important organization with volunteer help and a few small grants and donations. The need and the interest of Central Coast Ag Network is very high at this point. Timing is critical for us to take the next steps, and if you granted us the $25,000 of seed money, it would allow us to sustain the momentum we have created to date to carry out our public outreach campaign, increasing our membership, planning fundraising events, and staff a part-time person to write grant requests that would hopefully bring us in money and in-kind as well, keep the infrastructure organized, and to push forward our plans for increasing access to local agricultural products. This is a good investment for the county because it expands local markets for locally produced food, increasing the economic vitality of the Central Coast farms and ranches, protects the county's agriculture heritage and rural character, and facilitates more opportunities for consumers looking for fresh, healthier food choices. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Thank you. Mr. Hansen, followed by Chuck Pritchard.
Good morning, Chairman Ashajian and members of the board. My name is Carl Hansen. I'm the executive director of the Food Bank Coalition. Your previous support of the food bank last year and over the years has demonstrated that you understand how important and critical the food bank presence in our county is to being able to supply nutritious food and enough food for those who are food insecure in our county, which we do through our agencies. We have some 85 agencies and about 40 food delivery sites directly to those who are food insecure, who are low income. Approximately almost 50% of those persons are children who belong to families that don't make enough to provide nutritious food on a regular basis to their children. They also consist of seniors who are on limited incomes, and of course the ones that come most immediately to mind, the homeless and the poor who aren't connected in ways that have very much income at all. Our supply, when I took over as executive director of the food bank in December of last year, it became apparent to me that we had to do three things most immediately in this county in terms of our role to supply nutritious food. That was to increase our inventories because the food supply really dried up for us after Hurricane Katrina last year, and we did not have enough food to sustain a 3 or 4 month period that it took to return to some kind of normalcy in that supply. So increasing our food supply was important. The other thing was to increase our ability to bring products into the county, agricultural products and others that would make food available to our agencies throughout the county and also directly to our food distribution sites. And the third thing was to increase greatly our food stamp outreach program, which we have been taking steps in that direction. What's happened in our in this year is that the increase in food costs have soared because of the cost of freight. Our ability to serve the county and our agencies is dependent upon moving product into the county that comes to us very cheaply. And we want to continue to lower our costs to our agencies. Our board has agreed to try to cut our charges to the agencies, which is based on cost, by two-thirds. And for us to move in that direction, an important piece of that is the support, the increased support that we're asking for from the supervisors. I want to acknowledge the support of your staff also in recommending that we continue the support that you've given us in the past, but we need to do more this year. Thank you very much.
Mr. Preacher is followed by George Work.
Good morning. Thank you very much for allowing us to speak before you this morning. We're here again.
Chuck, why don't you give us your name for the record, please?
Okay. Chuck Pritchard, president of the Upper Salinas Los Tablas Resource Conservation District. We're here before you again to ask for additional funding or funding period. DJ mentioned the number of dollars that the Resource Conservation District, along with the Natural Resource Conservation Service, have been able to bring into the county. Excuse me. I think even more important than that is the directors across the county from resource conservation districts through their state and local associations and becoming involved in state and local committees and boards of directors have been largely very important as far as the federal programs themselves that have been instigated, which would include the CRP program, WIP program, wetlands program, GLCI program. All these acronyms basically are geared toward resource management programs and dollars. And most of these programs are also designed so that there is a match when money is given to a producer to do certain things, then that producer in turn is asked to match that at least at a 40% and sometimes 50% level. So these programs are not for free. They are not geared towards monies for product. They are actually on the ground to do conservation work. Unfortunately, we are found ourselves in a position here at the local level where we're trying to live by grants. And we find that these grants, even though we receive some from the state and from other organizations, in large part do not cover any overhead costs. So we find it almost impossible to continue to keep the doors open when this is the case. The grant monies are for money, are for projects on the ground, but do not cover overhead costs at all. So it kind of puts us between a rock and a hard spot. I think that really in the county you've got two organizations that work with all agricultural entities across the board on resource issues. That would be the Cooperative Extension and also the NRCS with the Resource Conservation Districts. And I know both organizations are in dire need of funds. Unfortunately, that's the case. My concern is basically for the long-term health of production of food and fiber for the people of the state of California and for this country. If you think that the fuel crunch right now is a problem, if we lose our production agriculture, our large commercial production agriculture in this state, in this country, that fuel shortage right now is going to be a walk in the park. So I would please ask you to give us some support in this manner, and appreciate again very much the opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Work, followed by Jeff Rodriguez.
My name's George Work. I'm a producer. I would like to offer my support for the Upper Salinas Los Tablas RCD budget request. I think just the thing that you're probably obviously aware of, that the RCD deals with our natural resources. One thing that sometimes is overlooked, and that's the relationship they have with the producers. It's one of the few government agencies that still has a fairly high degree of trust with the producers. And that's based on largely because of the RCD being made up of a board that has producers on it. You heard some of the cost figures. I think because of this trust, the cost effectiveness of this program is very high. And historically, if you want to look at the big picture, and I think you have a packet, Chuck, you gave them a packet. The conquest of the land through 7,000 years is included there. There's civilizations here today. I mean, there are civilizations that are not here today because they didn't take care of the resources. I mean, these are major, major civilizations that are no longer here. They were all organic. They were organic. They're not here today. So there's something wrong. They didn't take care of their resources. That pamphlet deals with that. I'd encourage you to read it. It's very interesting. While I'm here, I would like to offer support also for the CCAN, which is the Central Coast Ag Network, which is deals with the economics at the producer level. With a direct marketing. Typically, we as producers are not good marketers. This is giving us an organization to support that in our direct marketing efforts, and I think it's a very worthwhile budget item to consider also. So thank you for your support in the past. I've been involved with RCD for a long time, and the county has been very generous in the past, I know, but our budget keeps getting bigger, as you're well aware. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Rodriguez, followed by Evan Mendelson.
Good morning. My name is Jeff Rodriguez. I'm the project coordinator with the Central Coast Resource Conservation and Development Council. It's a six-county resource conservation and community economic development council. We're very interested in what the CCAN organization, the Central Coast Ag Network organization, is doing down here in San Luis Obispo County. This is one of our counties that we're working with. We are backed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and so what we're very interested in is these local food systems and direct marketing of local agricultural products. And so my council has offered our support to the CCAN organization and have offered financial assistance through taking care of their grants, actually being the fiscal agent for their grants at no cost to the CCAN organization. So I want to continue to let you know that we're going to continue our support for the CCAN organization and manage any of their grants until their 501c3 becomes official. And so I just want to give my local support here to this organization and let you know how important we think it is on the Central Coast. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Mendelson, followed by Lisa Schicker.
I'm Evan Mendelson. I'm the Executive Director of Hotline of San Luis Obispo County. And I would like to thank all of you and to Nikki and to the committee for the hard work, for your continuing support of Hotline. I want to especially thank Jerry Lenthal for his advocacy on this issue. We are an essential communication link between the county residents and the services that they need. And this will be an historic year for Hotline as we build our capacity to become a 21st century service to the community. And with the support from the county, from the cities, and from the community, we will reach our goal of launching 211 in July 2007. We've already gotten significant support from the business community for this critical project, and our challenge is to identify the ongoing funding necessary to get PUC approval for 211 designation. I look forward to working with all of you during this next year as we identify and move forward, identify those funding streams and move forward to bring 211 to San Luis Obispo County. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ms. Schicker, followed by Neil Havlik.
Good morning. My name is Lisa Schicker. I'm the president of the Los Osos Community Services District. As a result of your board's last evening's action, I have prepared a letter for you that will be delivered later today. Dear Chairman Ashajian, on behalf of the Los Osos Community Services District, I want to let you know that we are pleased that the county has taken preliminary steps toward contributing towards a positive solution to our community sewer problem. While the staff report prepared by your staff suggested some positions that appear to be in conflict with the current direction of our board, we are hopeful that these issues may be quickly resolved. Much work is already in process at our Los Osos CSD that we would very much like to share with you. It is clear to us that now is the time for the policymakers to confer on these issues. Toward that end, we would like to extend an invitation to your ad hoc committee to meet with representatives of our board after our community has also wrestled with these same issues that you wrestled with yesterday, to see if we can put together a joint resolution outlining the process to be implemented by Assemblyman Blakesley's legislation. We intend to conduct a hearing of our own for our constituents to discuss the position you have taken and the parameters of the Blakesley proposal on July 6th, 2006. We would appreciate your attendance and a participation at this hearing. Following that hearing, we would suggest a meeting with your ad hoc committee to be held on July 7th, 2006, for the ad hoc committees from each board to work toward to work out the details of our future collaborative relationship. Once that is done, we can jointly support the legislation that is submitted to the legislation for approval. We appreciate your very careful consideration of realistic options for a cooperative process to resolve this very important issue, and I thank you for your time.
Neil Havlik, followed by Susan Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Neil Havlik. I'm the president of the Board of Directors of the Coastal San Luis Resource Conservation District. I'm here to request the board's support for funding in modest amount for our district and our sister district in the North County. Our Board of Directors is justifiably proud of our work in the county. For example, among other things, over the last 2 years, we have conserved several thousand acres of land in the county in agricultural conservation easements. We have assisted numerous rural landowners with permitting and stream enhancement projects on their properties. And we have worked with the County Public Works Department and with your board on the thorny issue of flood protection on the Arroyo Grande, lower Arroyo Grande Creek, and bringing issues surrounding that matter to public education, and have brought a Proposition 218 vote to a successful conclusion with your help and support. These efforts are ongoing around the county by both our district and our sister district in the North County, and modest funding support from the supervisors would allow us to continue and expand both these and other programs countywide. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Warren, followed by Ms. Steinberg.
Good morning. I'm Susan Warren, and I'm a community volunteer with both the Cambria Connection and the North County Connection. And I wanted to thank you for your consideration for our preventive health grants that we received this year. However, I prepared a letter here that I don't have quite the time to read, but it has some information with it on some issues that are coming up and that are going to mean that it's going to be more difficult for us to continue to be funded through grants. And so I'll hand these out to you. Part of what we're looking at is that I'd like you to consider, I noticed that you went ahead and hired, or you're going to hire more staff with extra money that came. In previous times, both Cambria Connection and North County Connection have been contractors with the county for staffing. And I'd like you to consider that instead of just completely hiring all county staff, and to make sure that those positions that the county hires are actually filled. History has shown that there are always a number of vacant positions that are kept vacant as kind of a savings account. So that money could be better spent in helping support our community-based services that are providing so much direct service that is not duplicative of what the county can provide. So, again, thank you for supporting us. It's keeping us afloat for another year, and hopefully we can work something out in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Steinberg, followed by Michael Cirelli.
Good morning, members of the board and Chairperson Akajian. My name is Biz Steinberg, and I do work for the Economic Opportunity Commission. I am here also as one of the countywide nonprofits, thanking you for your ongoing support of such a variety of services to meet critical needs. From our agency, known as the Community Action Agency for San Luis Obispo County, we deal with people who are living in poverty. And thank you so much for the support of these children, families, seniors, who will receive whose programs will receive funding to continue serving that clientele. I also want to thank you for, in these tight times, of going forward with a new project, the Children's Assessment Center. And I want to thank the board personally, each member of each of you, as well as David Edge. David Edge has been very helpful to our collaborative committee in structuring and trying to figure out how to bring the services to these very young children and their families. I'm very pleased to have EOC serve as the fiscal agent, but that is what our role will be. We're very tied to mental health, drug and alcohol services, county probation, public health, and other nonprofits and other private businesses who will be providing the services needed to very young children after their assessment is completed. So just in conclusion, the last person we need to thank is really Nikki. And we all just value her leadership in coordinating one of the most difficult processes, I believe, in this whole budget process. But I think when it's all said and done, all the volunteers and staff and the clientele of all of our nonprofits, and we really do work very closely together, we appreciate how you do value service to all members of the community, and for that we thank you.
Thank you. Michael Cirelli, followed by, is it Baina Pule?
Hello to everyone. Thank you for giving me a chance to speak. My name is Michael Passarelli. Today I'll be speaking in my capacity as Vice President of the San Luis Obispo Child Development Center, which is a child abuse intervention and treatment program. We, too, would like to thank you for your continued support. We have been around since 1971. The ages of our children are from 2 to 10 years old, who have already faced tremendous trauma in their life. We are at a point where The need for our services has never been greater, and yet the challenges to keep going have never been greater. And we'd also like to take a moment to thank county staff for their patience and their consideration over the last year, which has been a difficult one, but things are looking much brighter for us, and your continued support is one of those reasons. So we do want to say thank you from all of us. I also want to compliment our new executive director, Louis Ramos, who's been doing a tremendous job taking us into the next phase of our operation. We've been around since 1971. I hope we're around for another 40 or 50 years, and if I live that long, I hopefully will still be on the board. My hair will be grayer, but I'll be there. I would like to ask if it would be appropriate for us to plug a fundraiser that's coming up this Saturday. Is that okay?
It's your 3 minutes.
Thanks. Because it's a fun one. In these difficult days for nonprofits, you have to come up with unique ways for fundraiser, and we are doing one this Saturday at Santa Rosa Park from 10 to 2 p.m. It's a finger painting fundraiser to bring out the finger painting fund in the child within all of us. It goes on from 10 to 2. We will have entertainment, Dr. Magic. We'll have food, balloon animals, magic show, some music, and every penny of it will go to the San Luis Obispo Child Development Center. It's a grassroots effort. We want to thank Marvin Gross and Kathy Steele and Betty Gillespie and also Terry Knowlton for coming up with the idea and helping lead us through it so staff is not bogged down with this. They can continue serving the children. And we invite all of you. I'll give some flyers so that if you feel like getting a little messy this Saturday the 24th from 10 to 2, come by Santa Rosa Park. So again, thank you for your continued support.
Thank you. And after Ms. Pouet will be Tony Buman.
Hi, my name is Bina Pouet. I'm with Community Counseling Center. Thank you very much for giving me this time to speak and for our grant consideration. The county has supported Community Counseling Center for many years, and we are in your budget again this year, and thank you very much. Community Counseling Center's mission is to provide therapy for low-income and uninsured members of our county. In the first 9 months of this fiscal year, we have seen 467 clients in weekly sessions. We do see those clients in as many as 17 different locations around the county. The clients come from all over the county. All of our professional therapists are volunteers, so we really appreciate the community that supports us in the work that we do. And again, I want to thank you for your consideration of our budget request. I want to thank the county staff for their help in that, too.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Tony Bowman.
Thank you.
And I am the Vice President of the Board of Directors for Arts Obispo, which is the new name for the San Luis Obispo County Arts Council. And I'm here today on behalf of my organization to thank you for your support in years past and to request respectfully that we can get the funding that we've requested for the next coming year. We are going into our 25th year of service in the county of San Luis Obispo, I'm very proud to say. The Arts Council's mission, sole mission, is to support all of the arts to all of the residents in the county, as well as all of the artists, musicians, theatrical, performing artists, visual artists, photographers in our community. In doing this, we've been very successful. We've been a huge benefit to all of the public county school children and our Arts in Education Committee programs. Our Open Studios program is annual, and that's for 2 weeks during October. That brings in thousands of tourists, which not only benefit our artists and our community, but businesses throughout our community. Our Arts After Dark program is a monthly program which helps our artists and our local businesses. And last but not least, our Arts in Public Places, which I think you're all very closely familiar with. So thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Does anyone else would like to comment this board about the budgeted items in front of us this morning? Seeing none, close it to the public at this time. Ms. Schmidt, as much as we want to thank your committee, would you ask them to stand up and we'll recognize them publicly, and those who are here in the audience? Yeah, one member I see, too, Ms. Buslayer.
No, I'm not
Thank you. Good job. Ms. Bianchi?
I just want to comment and make a couple of points of clarification on some of the other, the two public comments that didn't deal with this. And the county has not in any way partnered with Taxpayers Watch. We do our own thing. We don't partner with other organizations unless it's an official partnering that goes through the public process and is voted on by this board, and that hasn't happened. And there seems to be some confusion over who has authority for dissolution. Our board does not do that kind of thing. A separate agency called the Local Agency Formation Commission has that authority. Two members of this board are on LAFCO, but there are seven members on LAFCO. So we do not even make a majority. There are two city representatives, two special district representatives, and a public member at large. Cacho and I serve on it, and Mr. Patterson is
alternate.
The alternate. So only two of us could vote anyway. So this board has nothing to do with the dissolution or non-dissolution of the Los Osos Services District. And then Ms. Schicker is gone, but the ad hoc committee that was formed yesterday was formed for one specific reason, and that is to evaluate the legislation that will be submitted to by Assemblyman Blakesley to ensure that that legislation complies with the six criteria that this board voted on unanimously yesterday. We have no other charge, and we are not going to become involved in any negotiations because that's not our charge. So I just wanted to make that really clear to anyone who's listening or watching, as well as you all that are here. Thank you.
Supervisor Patterson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Relative to our community-based organization and preventive health grants and our other agency funding, I would like to make three recommendations, and we can act on them collectively or individually at the board's discretion. But I would like to suggest that under the community-based organizations that we do augment one time the Food Bank Coalition's request for full funding. They submitted a request for $80,000. Staff recommended $60,000. They're requesting the additional $20,000 to restore their inventory to operational levels, and I would like to suggest that we do that on a one-time only basis. And also for other agency funding, Ms. Biagini from the Visitors and Conference Bureau talked about the economic engine of San Luis Obispo County being tourism. Well, this is at least a twin-engine county, and that other engine is agriculture. And we have an opportunity now to really give agricultural producers in San Luis Obispo County a shot in the arm by funding one time the Central Coast Ag Network to help them bring to fruition 2 years of hard work in developing a program that really will help not only agricultural producers but also the community. We've heard so much about obesity issues in our schools and with our children here the past year. Nutrition is important. Locally grown produce is more nutritious and more available than other produce. And so this organization, by implementing their program, would benefit agriculture and our community at large, and I would like to recommend that under community or other agencies, we grant them $25,000 on a one-time basis. And finally, I would like to recommend that the county begin to fund the resource conservation districts to help them stay functional and effective, both in good times and bad. They have requested $20,000 for each of the two resource conservation districts to help them cover their overhead, and they spoke this morning to the economic and resource benefits they bring to the county and have for many decades, and I would like to recommend that we begin to fund each of these two districts $20,000 each per year for operational expenses. And those are my recommendations.
Okay, and I think with the recommendation comes also as the source of funding. Do you have a source? As Mr. Edge will ask the question.
He will, and I would recommend that we
contingency.
Fund it from our contingency. Okay. Yes.
Mr. Ovid?
I just looked up and I saw this grin from the doctor over there, and I'm not sure if that's bad medicine or not. It seems to be we have a central theme because Mr. Patterson clicked off three that I'd written down. And two of them I'm probably not as generous as he would be. And I also have a recommendation that they not come through the Fund 106, but actually from different funds. And I will take a moment to explain this. First of all, RC&D and the Central Coast Ag Network both represent resource and agricultural commodities. And my recommendation as I was looking through this, when you look into the Farm Advisors budget, both of those are their goals and objectives for the year is basically resource conservation and improvement of agricultural. So if we fund them, and again, mine was a little bit more conservative, I would have said $10,000 for each of the two and $10,000 for the Central Coast Ag Network as a startup, because I do believe that in her presentation there are other programs they're going to do throughout the year that she could come to the County Board of Supervisors and their community project funds to help assist. However, I would strongly recommend that we take it from contingencies and move it and let it be administered through to Fund 215 of the Ag or the Farm Advisor, as was stated by one of the members from the RC&D, because they do fit very well with the goals and objectives and the outcomes of that organization. The last one, the food bank, I agree on the $20,000, and I've been an advocate for food bank since they started. So they've done a worthy program, and I've seen the benefits. My question here, again, I don't know whether Carl wanted to do that on purpose, but they do have an extensive program in working with the food stamp program. And there had been information last year that showed that there was excess amount of food stamp dollars that were not being utilized. So, again, instead of going through Fund 106 and maybe with a little bit more emphasis on working at the food stamp side of it, I came up with three different accounts where all three of them actually work with it, but I think the other fund probably would be Fund 180, Social Services Administration, because they actually have administration of the food stamp program. And as these would go through those funds, they would be specifically passed through, and those organizations would need to come back and work in within the goals and objectives instead of just handing them the money. But again, my suggestion was $10,000 each on Salinas and Coastal and $10,000 to the CCAN and $20,000 to the food bank and going through those appropriate funds.
I have a question.
When we come back, we'll at the appropriate time do an alternative motion.
Yeah. No, my recommendation.
Okay. Ms. Bianchi.
Yeah, I assume that you mean with the RCDs that it would be funded through the Farm Advisor's
yes.
office, not from their budget.
No, what would happen?
Clarify that.
Yeah, no, it would go through. What we would do here is it would come out of contingencies and be through general fund revenues okay. to those
well,
departments.
That's fine. Just yeah. through, not from.
It's an accounting issue.
Anything else?
Harry's having a heart attack.
No, I would ask. If Harry would make that a tentative motion, I'd second it.
Let me go through the recommendations first, and we'll take one at a time and clear up. Mr. Lentil.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In lieu of Supervisor Over's comment, I think maybe it would be better if we break these down into separate motions, because it sounds like there's two or three different things, and I think that would be easier for the clerk, and I see county staff's head nodding up and down. I think we're putting too much on the plate at one time, so let's deal with these on an individual basis as much as possible.
We'll bring it back one at a time, but if you want to bring your items at this time so that we all have a minute or two to think about it before we get to the motion time. Do you have any recommendations?
Thank you. I'd like to see us increase our community development fund. I believe it was 4 years ago, it was as high as $35,000, and in the four-year period, it was reduced each year in a time to save when money was a little bit tighter than it is right now. I commend the work that the people have done, but this is the last stopgap that allows supervisors to have some funds that fill in the cracks for things that just normally don't get done in other processes. So I would like to see us raise that, because it's one program, I think, really, that when you talk to people, it's their last resort, and we were able to apply money and keep programs together and help people in ways that just normally don't happen through the course of a budget year process. So I would like to see us increase that to $35,000, what it was 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. Supervisor Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Before we act on each of these individually, I would like to have staff get some input on Mr. Ovid's suggestions that we pass these through the various different accounts, and those representatives aren't necessarily here to respond to whether that's appropriate or not, and especially for the one-time funding recommendations, it seems that, you know, that's just something we could do, and it would be facilitated by doing it today and not involve other departments. But I would like some input from staff before we act on those.
Mr. Edge is very patiently waiting for his turn. Mr. Edge.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. The proposal to send money through Ag Extension is no problem. The idea of running the food bank through social services, you know, Mr. Ovid's been a supervisor, been in the business so long, he knows too much sometimes. It may be a little too subtle. There may be problems because of the nature of accounting requirements within social services, the potential for having to add overhead, spread overhead in their programs. I don't know, but my recommendation would be, if you want to increase food bank, leave it where it is. We can certainly do the program measurement and food stamp connection pieces that you're interested in, but I suspect you're going to potentially create more of a accounting problem than is necessary.
We'll keep it simple.
I think Jerry might want to add his.
Mr. Seabuck.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Jerry Seabuck, auditor, controller. Here's how we've tried to keep it straight.
That's okay.
You like Shirley here, huh?
Thanks a lot.
Gotcha's got it.
Everybody. See what you guys have done to the auditor controller by these ideas.
What we've tried to do to keep it straight somewhat, and it isn't impossible to do either way, but in the departments, if they're purchasing a service, we think that expense belongs budgeted in their department. So, for example, social services and mental health and some other departments purchase a lot of services from some of these agencies that you'll see out there. But it's a contract. It's within their program. It's more cost-effective to have the community-based organization provide that service, but it's a contract for service, and that's how it goes. If it's more of the nature of, here's some money, we know you do good stuff, we'd like to help you out, a grant, we prefer that it show up in the other budget unit where it's not necessarily a purchased service. You hope to get good things from it, but you're not saying, give us 10 widgets and we'll give you $100. Do you see the difference? And we've had bad experience in the past, just now is from being around a long time. For example, there was some of this going on in probation department when we had a different director some years ago. The board wanted him to give some money to Group A. He didn't like Group A. He wanted to use the money to give it to Group B or something like that. So the board and the CAO and the department head were constantly, and the poor groups were coming in feeling like they were in the middle of a dispute that they didn't belong. And in social services, I think at one time there was direction to social services, cut all your programs by 5%, save money because things are tight. So they cut the community group out altogether. But the board said, no, that's something. We didn't want you to cut that. We wanted that one to stay. But the 5% or whatever it was applied to social service. I think, Jim, I may have it messed up. It might not be exactly that scenario. But that's one of the reasons we think it's usually better if it's a pure grant to leave it in this budget unit. So that's the input for me.
Thank you. Supervisor Over, do you have a comment or you want to?
Oh, no, I just want to carry on the argument. I haven't had this much fun in a long time during the budget. And it's, no, I just I wanted to, I don't disagree with you on the food bank then. Predominantly, I was looking for the factor that what we have in here are our goals, objectives, and measurements. And when you look at the other two, which is the RC&D, and you look at natural resources service program, it fits right in with what the RC&D does. So it's basically saying we should be coordinating. They do anyway. And that's the only reason I suggested. And the same thing with the Central Coast Ag. I'm not so much sure that these are going to be one-time allocations. I got a funny feeling they're going to come back. I know the RC&D has tried for a number of years to get allocation because their funding was taken away a number of years ago. And if that's going to be the case next year, I just as soon not run it back through that, but then run it through the Farm Advisor and let those programs work together. And that's my philosophy back in there.
Okay.
Then you can discuss the amounts.
Mr. Patterson, were you going to make a comment?
Well, I'm ready to move this forward.
Okay, then let me go to Mr. Edge, and I want to organize it such that we know what we're doing.
Oh, what a novel idea.
Just to make a comment that I don't want to be the Grinch here, but staff work requires us to make the comment. If you choose to give money to the RCDs for their ongoing operating expenses, then you are initiating a process in which you are giving money to special districts from your own resources, and I would imagine that that might generate a line of special districts coming in saying, me too. I suspect beginning with the Los Osos Communities Special District. Thought you needed to be aware of that. It is a, without discussing the merits of the program that they provide, this is dipping into a different area of governmental funding that dates back to Prop 13 and tax assessments and the Special District Augmentation Fund that folk like Jerry and I remember well, and Jim too, and the state decisions on how special districts would be funded post Proposition 13.
I'll come back to you after Bianchi. Thank you, Mr. H. Ms. Bianchi?
Well, I prefer to look at it from the perspective that this is funding that was taken away, and we're simply restoring funding, and that would be the precedent, that we are restoring funding that other special districts never had in the first place.
No, that would be, if you made that the case, then you would encourage those other special districts who also had their funding taken away when special district augmentation funding. If you want to do this, it would be better to say we're giving it to them for these specific programs as opposed to we're giving it to them as a general operating subsidy because these particular special districts are having more trouble balancing their budgets than they have.
Again, Mr. Edge, that's why I would rather run it through the Farm Advisor because it fits in those programs. And details could be ironed out as to say specifics or not, but results will have to come back.
Okay. What we're going to do at this time, we have four items pulled out for discussion and separate motion. I'm going to go take care of those first, then we'll go to the balance of the other agencies' contribution to other agencies. So with Mr. Patterson, you brought up the RCD and CSAN. Let's deal with that, and I'm going to go to Mr. Oid about the food bank and come to Mr. Lentil about the community funding. So, Mr. Patterson, first motion on RCD.
Okay. I do think it's appropriate, rather than encumbering the farm advisor or the Ag Commissioner's office with administering this program, I, of course, am always concerned about precedents that this any action we take may set, but Mr. Edge spoke to other special districts that may be coming forward. Many, if not all of those special districts, have the ability to generate overhead funds through the services that they provide. Take Los Osos, for example. They also have fire and water and roads and flooding and a variety of things that they administer, and they do get overhead monies, operational monies from those. And what I would do is,
if
my original recommendation gets traction, I would recommend that this board fund both the Coastal San Luis RCD and the Upper Salinas Los Tablas RCD $20,000 each per year for operational funds.
Motion made by Supervisor Patterson. Is there a second to the motion? Motion dies for a lack of a second. You want to give you a second chance?
Well, I don't know what other people want to do. Supervisor Bianchi mentioned $10,000.
In that case, let me see. Let me go in order of the light. So,
I would make a motion that, the Farm Advisor's Office be funded an extra $10,000 for each district. For what would you say? I don't want to say operational expenses.
No, but it would be programs and
programs that are commensurate with the charge of the Farm Advisor's Office.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any under discussion? Mr. Ovid, did you want to add something? Your light was on. Mr. Ovid?
No, I was going to make an alternate motion.
Okay.
But you got, this is just the RCD.
This is just the RCD now for both $10,000 each.
Yeah.
Moved by Supervisor Bianchi, seconded by Supervisor Lentil. Do you need any clarification by Madam Clerk or Mr. Edge and staff? Okay, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Yes.
Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. Number two, CCAN, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, there was some concern expressed about the ongoing nature of these requests, and I'm going to stick with my original recommendation for the Central Coast Ag Network for one-time funding only, and that's the caveat of $25,000. They have submitted an application through the other agency organizations. I don't know if you've all had an opportunity to look at that. They have a business plan that outlines specifically what they will do with the money, providing programs and services and a timeline. And I'm willing, on a one-time basis, to recommend that we fund that organization $25,000 from contingency through our other agency program.
Okay. Motion by Supervisor Patterson. Is there a second to the motion? Seeing no second, motion dies for lack of a second.
Mr. Rovett.
Hold on. Do we move forward, or does anybody else care to make a motion on this same?
I'm going to make a motion on that.
On the same? CCAN. Yeah. Okay. Mr. Ovid?
Yeah. I think your program is going to be good. The only thing I'm nervous about is anything starting up, and so, again, I would fund them at $10,000 and fund it through 215, and again, it's under the Agricultural Service Program, and it says information and programming on sustainable crops.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Ovid, seconded by Supervisor Lentil. Any further discussion? Are we clear, staff, Madam Clerk? Okay, yes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Mr. Ovid, was your motion based on one time only? You didn't mention that. So it wasn't?
No.
Okay.
It's this fiscal year, but...
Okay. But you know they'll be back next year.
Yeah, they're coming back. But it runs through the farm advisor, and they can work out...
Mr. Robert, Food Bank.
Food Bank, bring them up to the funding of the $80,000, which I think is a $20,000 increase, Fund 106.
I'll second.
Motion made by Supervisor Robert, seconded by Supervisor Patterson. Are we clear, Madam Clerk, staff? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Supervisor Lentil.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to add $10,000 to the community development account. Like I said earlier, this is money that's very target-specific, and I know everyone has their programs that benefit from this in the district. It was just restoring funding to what we had at one time, and I can't think of a better use of our money.
Okay.
That's $50,000, right? That's $10,000 each.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion by Supervisor Lentil. And is there a second to the motion? I'll second it for discussion. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Mr. Patterson, do you want to comment on this one?
As important as those funds are, and we do get a tremendous number of requests for them, I think maybe that's too big a bite. At one time, we increased it, I think, $5,000 last year, and I would support a smaller increase. That is a total of $50,000 if we each agree to do that.
I'll withdraw my second if Mr. Lentil would like to make another motion for a lesser amount.
Okay, I'll make the motion that we increase it $5,000 each for the total of $25,000.
Okay. Mr. Patterson or Mr. Ovid?
No,
everybody's reaching. We're coming on and off. I'll second it for a discussion. Mr. Edge?
We're fine with whatever you want to do, Mr. Chairman. I'm just suspicious that Mr. Lenthal's been paid off by my staff so that someone other than me wins the office pool on what you were going to do with this.
We all got it.
If I can bet on the come, they can do a pool.
Is the pool bigger than what we're asking for?
Yeah.
I was looking pretty darn good before you guys changed the motion. That's all I want to say.
You want to go back to your previous motion? Okay, we have a motion to increase by $5,000. That's total of $25,000. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Aye.
Okay, we have three no's and two yeses. Motion dies.
No, I didn't hear three no's. Who said no? Could we do a roll call?
Okay. Hold on. And for clarification purposes, if you're opposing the motion, let's come up with the right language so that it's not confusing. Some say no, some say yes. Is yes a no, and a no is a no?
Okay. Actually, the motion is to increase each supervisorial district by $5,000.
Okay. Supervisor Lentil?
Aye.
Second, aye. Supervisor Ovid?
No.
Supervisor Patterson?
No.
Supervisor Bianchi?
No.
Okay. Yes. That's the three no's that I heard to start with.
Thank you.
Any further discussion?
Move for approval of Fund 106.
I'll second.
As amended?
Okay. You don't want to bring the fund for community any lesser than five? You want to go 2,500?
No, I'm
25. Going on once?
An auction? Make a deal.
Let's make a deal.
I want to know who won the...
Nobody now.
Right now, everybody lost, and the money rolls over to next year, I think.
Yeah. Okay, now I will entertain a motion for the balance of the contributions for other agencies.
Motion
by Supervisor Ovid, seconded by Supervisor Lentil. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Mr. Van?
A motion to continue this hearing, too.
Right. Now, I have one clarification on the food bank. Was that a one-time $20,000?
No, it wasn't.
Did I miss that?
Yeah.
It is one time?
Yeah. Because they have to reapply next year. They have to reapply in Fund 106 every year for now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think I heard the...
I didn't either.
We can go back to the motion if we have to, but I didn't hear it, so it's not a one time.
Is that for the can?
No.
For which one?
Food bank.
My
assumption was it was just...
Neither one was a one time.
But assumption was... Yeah, it's for this fiscal year.
Ms. McGarvey, do you have anything to add?
It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Mr. Edge? Okay, with that, we'll adjourn this meeting and we'll
reconvene. I still need a motion to continue this item to next week.
move.
Well, I'm just...
I'm sorry.
And we'll reconvene next Tuesday at 9 a.m. Is there a motion to do so?
So move.
Second.
Moved by Supervisor Ovid, seconded by Supervisor Lentol. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous, Madam Clerk. We shall see you next Tuesday.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
One special thanks to Jim. You know, when because he writes the messages, he gets to acknowledge the help of his staff and the auditor and everybody else. But Jim is the budget director again this year, and as usual, he did a outstanding job in putting it all together for you.
Yay.
Thanks to Jim.
Thank you, Mr. Reid.
Now I can start on 0708.
You voted no, you messed up our bet.